Welcome to 365 Blessings, a devotional series for one and all. I'm Dr. John Centurion, and here's a blessing for you. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Colossians chapter 3 verse 4. How would it be when we appear with him in glory? How different will it be than what we experience now? I believe it will be a total change of what we have experienced here on earth. The Apostle Paul writes to the church in Corinth, "For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality." 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 53. As was the earthly man, so are those who are of the earth, and as is the man from heaven, so also are those who are of heaven. And just as we have borne the likeness of the earthly man, so shall we bear the likeness of the man from heaven. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 48 and 49. So we are going to bear the likeness of the man from heaven, Jesus. Oh, how wonderful that would be. We have a glimpse of the resurrected body as we read of Jesus appearing to his disciples after he was raised up from the dead. While they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you troubled, and why do doubts arise in your minds? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet. And while they still did not believe it because of joy and amazement, he asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. Luke 24 verses 36 to 43. While we are in this mortal body, the struggle continues, battling sin, Satan and the worldly desires, day in and day out. But we who are in Christ have the promise. So will it be with the resurrection of the dead. The body that is sown is perishable, it is raised imperishable. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 42 to 44. Shall we shout a hallelujah to that? I hope this message was a blessing to your life. I'm Dr. John Centurion. You can visit my website jesuschrist.co.in and my blog blessed2009.com for more spiritual resources. Do send me an email if you have any prayer requests. My email address is johnson3570@gmail.com. May God bless you.